like your music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing on this Saturday morning, late morning, you know, August 26th? Hey, I got to come out here real quick because we got to talk FIBA basketball team. USA played their first game in the FIBA World Cup today. I'm going to go ahead and get into it, get you out of here because I know what day it is. Week zero, college football. We get college football back today. So I know how important it is for people to get ready for the college football. But real quick, we're going to sit here. We're going to get into the FIBA World Cup, as you already know. The actual tournament started yesterday with a whole bunch of teams played, but Team USA played today. They played today at 8:30. It was live on ESPN2, and I was able to catch it, watch the entire game with them. You can see here, Group C is where Team USA is in. They are in there with Greece, Jordan, and New Zealand. As you see, there's all the other groups that you see are in here, but we're going to focus on Team USA because that is the home country. They play New Zealand today, and as you can see, the final score was 99-72. They had a rough start to begin with. It was sloppy, turned the ball over numerous times. Anthony Harris had a problem holding on to the ball. Jalen Brunson had some troubles holding on to the ball. There's a lot of turnovers going on, and New Zealand jumped out to a 14-4 lead to begin the first quarter, but USA came back, and as you can see here, they took a one-point lead going to the second quarter. It was more USA getting in the rhythm, but the second unit coming in, led by Pablo Banchero, Austin Reeves, you know, that group with them, they came in, they put a spark into Team USA in the late part of the first quarter into the second quarter, and then the second half, it was all Team USA going forward, okay? They outscored New Zealand, you know, 54-36 in the second half. As you can see, they blew it open in the second half, and it was on from there. Nevertheless, here's the statistics from Team USA. Team USA shot 59% from the field. They held New Zealand to 36.5% shooting from the field. Three-pointers, 8-for-18. That turns out to 44% for Team USA. New Zealand held to 32 from three-point range. We got to work on the free throws. Team USA have to work on the free throws. 21 from 27. It looks good, but it could have been a lot better. They was missing a lot of free throws early on when they're trying to find their rhythm. They missed a lot of free throws early on, which could have been even a bigger blowout than what it was. But nevertheless, 23 assists. Good with sharing the ball. They defense rose up in the second half, causing turnovers, 10 turnovers. They was on a fast break, okay? They had a lot of fast break points. New Zealand could not get out and run when they had turnovers. So turning offense from defense is what Team USA is about, and that's what they did to get the blowout victory. Leading scorer for Team USA was Pablo Banchero, dropping 21 points. He was 8-for-10 from the field. He hit two threes. He helped lead the charge with Team USA because the starter struggled. As you can see, Jalen Brunson only took 6 shots. He was 3-for-6 from the field with 10 points. Jaren Jackson, he made good on his touches with 12 points, 4-for-4 from the field. Anthony Harris, he struggled. He struggled. He had about 4 turnovers. Couple that with shooting 5-for-10 from the field and 0-for-3 from 3-point range. Anthony Edwards struggled. But when U.S. talented and as deep as Team USA, you have other people that can pick up the slack. Austin Reeves came in, who is a crowd favorite over there. And Milan, I got to admit, he's a crowd favorite over there. Every time he touched the ball, the crowd was cheering. Austin Reeves played a good game. 4-for-6 from the field, 12 points, 6 assists. Had a couple of key steals in that one, playing some tenacious defense. This is the type of team that we have for Team USA in this World Cup. And let's see what they can build on it with their second game. Speaking of their second game, Their second game will be on Monday, August 28th, against Greece. That game will be 8:40 a.m., and I believe it's on ESPN2 again, if I remember correctly. Because game one was on ESPN. I believe game two is on ESPN. That's their next game, and they want to get that game. That's a battle of undefeated teams, and I'm going to tell you why, what Greece did to win that game. And then Wednesday, their final group matchup is on Wednesday, August 30th. That's at 4:40 a.m. when they play Jordan. Jordan and Greece played earlier before USA and New Zealand, and this is what Greece did. Greece took care of them. 92-71. Now you notice Giannis Antetokounmpo is not playing, but his brother is playing. So it's going to be interesting to see how that looks with Greece, because Greece can put up points. Let's see what type of style Greece comes with to play on Monday against Team USA. And again, that is Monday, 8:40 a.m., ESPN2, okay? And after that game, I will be back here live to talk about it. Either I might do another live here, or I might go on Snowman in the morning and recap the game there, depending what time the game ends and what time I'm on Snowman in the morning for Monday morning. So I will be on Snowman in the morning for Monday, but we'll see how it goes. But just to recap real quick, Team USA is 1-0 in group play, defeating New Zealand 99-72. So with that being said, I'm not going to take too much of your time. I'm done right here because it's time to get ready for some college football. It is Reach Zero. So I will see y'all on Monday for more talks with the FIBA World Cup. Deuces.